This is Dr. David dictating follow-up consultation on Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, last name Hatton, H-A-T-T-E-N, date of birth June 16, 1966, patient seen for Dr. David Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, M-D. New paragraph, dear sir, thank you for your continued support. Mr. Hatton comes here today with new sets of labs, where on December 13th his platelet count was 480,000. Prior to that, in October, it was 492. Initially, patient was seen on October 25th for thrombocytosis. Patient have no symptoms at this point. New paragraph passed. Medical history: history of mild hypertension, history of significant degenerative joint disease. Patient gets steroid shots in the cervical spine periodically. He also is on gabapentin, hydrocodone. He also takes omeprazole, Crestor, metformin, ER 500 mg twice daily, Farxiga, FAR, XIGA 10 mg daily, glimepiride 4 mg daily, and he is on Crestor 40 daily as well as Celebrex 200 daily, and Belsorma, BELSOMRA 20 mg daily as well as Trulicity. Today, physical exam, he is 6'7" tall, weighing 234, blood pressure 132 or 72, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph nodes negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph, recent lab, platelet count 480 on December 13th. He also had CBC, CMP, urine, B12 level, etc. Everything was within normal range. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytosis, mild. Diagnosis 2, significant degenerative joint disease and frequent steroid shots in the cervical spine. Diagnosis 3, history of diabetes. New paragraph recommendations. The platelet count is around 480 to 492,000. In September, it was 402,000. So although he has elevated platelet, they are staying within 400 to 500,000 range. I think it is reactive thrombocytosis, and I do not know underlying reason. However, it appears benign, and I'm not worried about thromboembolism. I have advised patient to continue baby aspirin 81 mg daily. No further workup may be necessary, and as long as the platelet count stays within this range, I would not be much concerned. If the platelet count goes above 700 to 1 million, then I would be worried, and then I would do a bone marrow aspirate and biopsy. New paragraph, thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Reginald Hatton, H-A-T-T-E-N. Thank you.